We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield.
And I don't know if there's any doubt. Steve Tulane, right of the pole. It's gone and Carolina has the lead.
This is the Scott Forbes Show. Tonight's show is presented by Hardison and Cochran. Dial 919-04s for a free legal consultation. Here is your host, Dave Nathan.
Good to be with you for another 30 minutes worth of Carolina baseball conversation, getting your week started off in a positive fashion. We'd like to thank Dave Nathan and Coach Forbes with you here for the duration. And, Coach, I think I speak for both of us and all of us that have been on planes, trains, and automobiles for the last 3 weeks. It's good to be home, and we're going to be home for a while.
Yeah, no doubt. It's good to be looking at the Bosch. Got the brand-new scoreboard out there. It looks fabulous. I'm looking forward to seeing if it works. I guess we'll find that out tomorrow. But, yeah, we're excited to be home, and we hope that the weather – cooperates and we get much better weather than what we've had on the road.
Yeah, the Tar Heels have had to go with a doubleheader in the final day at Georgia Tech over the week, and we'll recap that series. Certainly it was a doubleheader at Notre Dame and a doubleheader here against Virginia. So the Tar Heels have split all three of those doubleheaders. And, Coach, as I talked to Bobby Miranda, who was calling the game on TV the other day before we played the doubleheader, he said his percentages told him that 70% of doubleheaders ended in splits, and you guys are at 100% right now.
Yeah, I like that percentage to be better on our end because we had a chance both weekends to get sweeps, which are really hard to do. We tried, that's for sure. we just didn't get the sweep. But, yeah, doubleheader's tough. But you got to play them. So that's one thing that, you know, I look at it like, okay, we need to get in that upper percentage because we're going to probably have to play them again somewhere. That's my guess.
Yeah. The seven-game road trip in total, Coach, you win the Notre Dame series 2-1. You take 2 of 3 at Georgia Tech. You fall in Charlotte, South Carolina. But to win 4 out of those 7, how do you feel about the way that your team played and the results they produced?
I mean, obviously you're trying to win series, so that's a big plus. As long as I've been coaching, I'm going to be more picky probably than most. I felt like we had opportunities to get those sweeps. I felt like if we played better on that third game, we for sure could get those sweeps. The game was tied against South Carolina on the road. I know they're a good team, but we're a good team. So for me, I'm looking at it, okay, how can we be better in those three losses to get those turned around, at least get two out of the three? But I still feel good about winning the series, because if you win series, good things will happen. But I still don't think we're playing as well as we're capable of playing. So that's the ultimate goal, is to play better and to get better as the season moves along. So I feel like we're getting a little bit better, but I'd like for us to get a lot better quicker.
Carolina currently sitting at 22-10 overall, 8-5 in the ACC. That's in second place behind Virginia. 16-6 at the Bosch. And, Coach, for all the road games that this team has had to go through, 9 in a row beginning tomorrow against Queens here at Bosch-Emer Stadium. We'll talk about that. A 6-3 mark on the road. And I think I might have kind of caught you off guard a little bit in Atlanta the other day when I said, you get one win in this series, you're up to your road win total of last year. You got two, and now you've exceeded your road win total from 2022.
Yeah, you know, I tried not to think about that probably when we were really struggling last year on the road. You know, what I remember most about being on the road is two 14-inning losses and then an extra-inning loss at Virginia, and those can be pretty crushing. But then I had great memories of finishing at home and playing extremely well. But we have talked about that, like how championship teams, you know, they find ways to get it done on the road. Everybody's usually pretty good at home, you expect, and we're always good here at the Bosch. So we've challenged our guys to be better on the road, and they accepted that challenge, and they found a way to win those series.
All right, to go back to Tuesday, it was a neutral site game against South Carolina, and just a weird game as us in the broadcast booth looked at statistics before the game, and then as the game unfolded, we've got two of the best offenses in the country scoreless going into the seventh inning. Two of the biggest home run hitting teams in the country didn't really challenge the fence. Did you, I don't know if you had any preconceived notions about how that game was going to go, but as you got deeper, did you say, boy, this isn't what we anticipated?
You know, you're really not sure, but I was like you. I was like, okay, you know, I haven't seen them in person. I've watched them on videos, but the numbers are the numbers. They obviously can hit, and they can hit the long ball. We obviously can hit, and we can hit the long ball. But what equalizes that is a good arm. And we have felt good about Dalton Pence. You know, you take away that East Carolina outing the second weekend, that one outing, and his numbers are really good. So he's a guy that has stood out to us that we probably should have been running out there more and utilizing more. So we thought, okay, let's get him on the mound. He had a great start, and it showed. That's a good offense. You saw what they did against LSU, and for Pence to go out there, and honestly, we took him out because we anticipated him being ready to pitch for us if we needed him on Saturday. We didn't anticipate another doubleheader on Friday, so we couldn't bring him back off those 2 days. But that was the biggest plus of that game, you know, was Dalton Pence, how he threw the ball, how he neutralized that offense, because they couldn't do much against him. They didn't have many good swings against him, and he's going to be a big part of our pitching staff this second half.
Pence went four innings, didn't allow a run, just two hits, struck out three in that Tuesday matchup with South Carolina. The Gamecocks go on to win 5-0, but again, it was competitive into the late innings. And so, Coach, we go back to the hotel on Tuesday night, we repack and then get back on the bus to travel further down Interstate 85 for a series against Georgia Tech, one that we will discuss when we come back after this, because it was a compelling series, one that got off to a great start for Carolina and has us thinking big here as we get back to the middle of April. So stick with us. We're going to hit our first time out here and come back to the Coach Forbes radio program right after this from Learfield.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course. You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't drive high. Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Dave Nathan welcoming you back to the Coach Forbes Show here as Carolina gets ready for a 9-game home stretch after playing the last 7 on the road. The Tar Heels took 2 of 3 at Notre Dame and 2 of 3 at Georgia Tech. Came up a little short against South Carolina in Charlotte, which is where we parted ways, Coach. We go from the loss in Charlotte to what was, I thought, a big tempo-setting win on Thursday at Georgia Tech. You told me, and I think anybody that would listen in the offseason, if you could just have one big box to check, it'd be getting quality starts from your starters on the weekend, and Max Carlson delivered in the biggest of ways.
Yeah, I mean, him and Coach Gaines really spent a lot of time after his Notre Dame outing because something was off. Mm-hmm. We talked about it because his velocity at Notre Dame was really good. And when his velocity starts jumping up this time of year, he's even better. And for them to have those swings, you know, his arm was dropping, his mechanics weren't great, and him and Coach Gaines zeroed in on it, and they worked hard together. And then Carly had to make those adjustments. But that's the key. I mean, you look at that offense, that's an impressive offense. I mean, I don't care how you spin it. Overall and in league play, for Carlson to do what he did shows how good he can be when he's on. And we need him to be on. We need him to be our Friday guy, and he is our Friday guy. And that was big. You know, it's not always how you start, it's how you finish down the stretch. And he did that last year. He started pitching really well around this time, and he's a big game pitcher. So that was big for us. It's hard to go in there and win, what was it, 8-1?
8-1.
8-1. That's not easy to do.
No. Georgia Tech, second best average in the ACC going into the series at 320. Carly went 7 innings, struck out 8, only scattered 5 hits, and allowed just the 1 run before Kevin Acey came in to wrap things up over the last couple of innings. And offensively, Tomas Frick had a little bit of a down stretch. He hits the 3-run homer in the 4th, and then Alberto Osuna gets kind of an odd double to break out of his slump, and you could just see it on everybody else's faces, which tells me this team is pretty tight-knit, how happy everybody else was for their teammates that were having some success.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, hitting's hard, and you hope when you have offensive struggles, it's not too many having struggles at one time. And when you look at these last two series, or really these last – probably 11 games is kind of how I looked at it. It was the 3 against Duke and then midweeks and then 3 against Notre Dame and 3 against Georgia Tech. You know, you look at it on paper, it's like, man, like how did we find a way to win all 3 of those series? But the team just found a way. Different guys stepped up at different times because our big guys weren't going great in those 11 games, and Mac and Osuna and Frick. But other guys stepped up and were productive, and we found a way to get on and win those series.
Quick turnaround from game 1 to game 2 because we played 2 on Friday as the Tar Heels split that doubleheader with Georgia Tech, and kind of a similar situation to the previous night. Carolina gets out to an 8-1 lead on Georgia Tech, wins 10-6. And again, I don't really think the numbers do Connor Beauvais justice because had a tough start to that 6th inning where Georgia Tech got on the scoreboard, but his first 5 were fantastic.
Yeah, and that's been big for us. That's why we've been winning these series, because one of those two has pitched well, but Connor's pretty much pitched well the whole time. You know, and if we can get him to be a little bit better after that 5th inning, I think he can get into the 7th and the 8th inning, which he's very capable of. And the thing against Georgia Tech is Connor just pitched Sunday in a doubleheader against Notre Dame. And that's kind of what's been lost in all this is our guys played 54 innings in 6 days, which is – I'm not a mathematician, but that's 9 innings a day. That's not easy to do, and especially for our pitching staff. So for Connor to go out there I wasn't surprised that he started getting a little fatigued in that sixth inning, but I thought he fought and gave us a chance to win. And Alberto, you know, came out of his slump with a huge swing of the bat, and we found a way to win game two. Georgia Tech's always going to have a moment usually where they're going to hit you, and you just got to sustain it and find a way to come back, and that's what we did in game two.
Talk about the Osuna answer in the seventh after Georgia Tech scored four in the sixth to make it 8-5. Carolina puts that lead right back up to five at 10-5. And I'm not one to offer a whole bunch of coaching advice, Coach, but I can tell you, unbeaten this year when you score 10 or more runs. So if you keep doing that, your team has a pretty good chance to stay in a W column.
Yeah, so that's the goal. Yeah. 10 runs a game. We can do that, right? That's all I'll talk to the guys about today. Like, all right, guys. Instead of, like, we always said, magic numbers, usually that 6 or 7 mark, which is a lot of runs.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to move that to 10. Just so you know, like Dave Nathan told me today, we're undefeated.
Dave Nathan up in the booth said it just seems so easy down there, guys.
Yeah. You know, but anyway, yeah, this team is the thing I've been most proud about them is they've played 27 outs from start to finish. You've watched it. I don't feel like we're close to playing our best baseball, but now we're getting into April, and that's what you hope. You know, you can keep getting a little bit better as a team in every aspect of the game. And I did think, you know, you look at the Georgia Tech series, we made two errors, really. I think all week we made two errors maybe. So we're playing better defense. And, you know, our pitchers for the most part are throwing better, especially when we weren't swinging it great in those 2 weeks.
Yeah, you went three consecutive games. South Carolina the first two games at Georgia Tech without committing an error, so the fielding percentage is on the uptick. And I'm going to ask you something else about the way that your team is fielding here in one of these weird baseball statistical anomalies that I know that you've got an answer for because, Coach, you've got all the answers.
Yeah, I definitely do not have all the answers. I have very few answers.
We're going to put that to the test with Coach Forbes. I'm Dave Nathan. We are back in just a moment from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been injured in an auto accident and need to know your rights? Dial 919 All Fours. Have you been hurt at work? Do you know if you're getting every single workers' compensation benefit within your rights? Dial 919 All Fours. Fighting for disability benefits and need someone in your corner? Dial 919 All Fours. Have you been injured by a prescribed medication? Dial 919 All Fours. For all injuries and disability questions, call Hardison and Cochran Attorneys at Law. 919 All Fours.
The Carolina Club is your social and business club in Chapel Hill and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. The club offers exceptional dining and a full calendar of social, business, family, and community events. It has an unbeatable location when it comes to UNC sporting events right in the heart of campus. You don't even have to be a UNC alum because everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Visit carolina-club.com to request membership information and schedule a visit to the Carolina Club.
This season, enjoy the winning combination of Tar Heel baseball and peanuts grown right here in the Tar Heel State. The peanut farmers of North Carolina are proud to support the Diamond Heels again this year and remind you that peanuts are delicious and nutritious, high in protein, and contain zero cholesterol. Peanuts are a healthy snack that can be enjoyed on the go, at home, or while you're cheering on the Heels at Boschimer Stadium. So enjoy some North Carolina peanuts today.
The head coach of the Diamond Heels, Coach Forbes, Dave Nathan, welcoming you back to our weekly broadcast. Again, we like to do this Mondays, and Coach, we've been fortunate enough to do our first two from Boschimer Stadium, where the sun's out, the skies are blue, and the new scoreboard is up and hopefully ready for action tomorrow. When we were here a week ago, the scoreboard was gone. We were just looking at the guts of the structure, and to follow it on the road to see how things were coming together, It's really nice to see how it's been pieced together live and in living color.
Yeah, I mean, that is a big board, isn't it?
It is.
And then obviously you got the Carolina and the two logos and obviously me being picky, which is very normal. I'd like to get that Carolina a little bit bluer, maybe even get it lit up. But you're always trying to find something better, aren't you?
Coach, you get me a ladder and a paintbrush, I'll take care of it.
Yeah, I'm excited. Supposedly they're going to cut it on and run some stuff today. So our guys, we'll get on the field and get after it today. And it's a beautiful sunny day to do that.
All right, first chance for fans to see the new scoreboard out in left center is on Tuesday night against Queens. We'll talk about the Royals here in a bit. But, Coach, we left things off on fielding where your team has been playing better in the field. And oddly enough, as this road series got started, Carolina's one of the worst teams statistically in the country at turning double plays. You'd only turned 8 through 25 games, but in your last 7, you've now doubled that number. 8 in your last 7, and a lot of it has started out in right field with Mac Horvath.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, I feel like we've played solid defense, but we haven't had as many opportunities to turn those double plays because Vandy and Colby both have plus double play turning ability, and they're in the middle of the field. But that's also, you know, you're going to turn more double plays when you make better pitches because you're going to get ground balls in big situations instead of doubles or home runs. And then Mac obviously has been outstanding with his assist in the outfield and being able to give us another dynamic out there. And I think Johnny's also been pretty solid at third.
If I'm not mistaken, there was one sequence early on in Game 1 in Atlanta. You guys actually tried to turn 2 with 2 outs already in the inning. It was a shame we couldn't carry that extra out over.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That was hilarious. I was like, wait a second. That's first of all, he was safe at first, and he called him out. So yeah. That's reviewed. But that's the third out. Yeah, so that was a good turn, though.
It was a good turn. So things are trending in the right direction on that front, and we'll see if things can continue to trend in the positive direction with Queens coming to Chapel Hill on Tuesday. This is the first time that these two programs have met. And, Coach, I'm just curious to know, what's your starting point with a program that you've never faced before and probably don't know a whole lot about?
You know, I tell our guys all the time, you respect every opponent. You understand that when teams come here, they're going to play better as soon as they walk down these stairs and see the stadium and they know they're playing UNC and the tradition. So it's about how we play. You know, Dave, we do our preparation for our opponents, but at the end of the day, if we don't play well, none of that matters. So as I've, you know, gotten older and coached more, there's no doubt in my mind that the top priority is for us to be ready to play and for us to continue getting better. So we'll focus on that. And I'll tell our guys, you know, I don't hide it from them and say, oh, you know, whatever, like we have to play well. Like if you want to look at the record, you can look at their record, but if you don't play well, we're going to go back in that locker room, and it's not going to be great after the game. So let's just focus on playing well today.
So Queens, as we talk here on Monday, will be here tomorrow. And you were telling me earlier this week about how fortunate you feel to have been a pitching coach, which blends a lot of different things together and gives you a better perspective and I guess maybe more solid analysis of handling all these different things against a kind of foreign team or competition.
Yeah, you know, the challenge this week again is we've got the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we have a Tuesday game, so you can't text too many guys. You got to have everybody locked and loaded, ready to go in conference play. And now we're at the point of the season where you got to really step back and look at your team and say, okay, where do we need to make adjustments and which guys need to be in what situations, especially on the mound, to help us, you know, win those games late. So we feel like we're starting to make those adjustments, and that's where – being a pitching coach has helped because I've had to be in charge of that and help make those decisions.
Done a lot of things over the course of 20-plus years here in Chapel Hill. How many Saturdays and Sundays have you had off during a regular season like we had this past weekend?
I don't remember any, honestly. I don't know if we're going to call Saturday off since we were on a bus and it was absolutely pouring rain. I felt like I was more stressed out looking ahead at me, looking at all those accidents on the road than I was being in a dugout. But for our guys, anytime you can get those back-to-back off days, if they utilize their time well, that can really help them because, you know, they can get well-rested and recover.
Well, fortunately, we had our guy Anthony behind the wheel of the bus getting back and forth safely. He's a key piece of the team, isn't he?
He's we have so many people that are part of our team that people have no idea, right? You know, you see it, and that's a neat thing about being involved with a team.
Yep, Dave Arendis, another one of those guys who has had a jam-packed schedule with coordinating all of these different hoops to jump through as we've gone from South Bend to Charlotte to Atlanta. I don't know if he's going to be resting easier over these next few games, but he has certainly put in a lot of work to ensure that everything is run smoothly for the rest of the team.
Yeah, phenomenal job having everything lined up for our guys, and I'm just so thankful to have who we have here and the support that we have here.
All right, we'll talk about not just the Queens game on Tuesday, but Thursday, Friday, hopefully Saturday against Miami. And we come back to wrap things up after this from Learfield.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Back for this week's installment of the Coach Forbes Show. Dave Nathan and Coach Forbes wrapping up 30 minutes worth of Carolina baseball conversation. We are getting into the middle stages of April, and Coach, this is oftentimes where folks are separating themselves from who's going to be a contender and who's just kind of hung along through the non-conference portion of the season. And again, your team 22-10, 8-5 in the ACC. Right there in the thick of things where you want to be with a really good Miami team coming to town, and maybe above and beyond that, a hungry team after having a difficult stretch against Virginia.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, everybody's good in our league this year. I think Miami's one of the more talented teams top to bottom in the ACC. We're going to have to play well. That's just the way it is in our league. But, again, we're at home. That's exciting and you know, we usually play pretty well here at the Bosch, but it'll be a big challenge for us because Miami's really good.
Yeah, you go from Georgia Tech and now to Miami, you've got these huge cities that supply players to virtually all over the entire country, and those recruiting bases of Atlanta and Miami have turned out some awful good players in this league and into Major League Baseball through the years.
Yeah, those two teams, they don't have to go very far. To get really, really good players. I mean, all you got to do is look at Miami's roster. They got a couple scattered in there because it's a great destination and it's a great school. But again, most of their guys are right there homegrown.
All right, Thursday, Friday, Saturday again for the Tar Heels and Hurricanes here at Bosch-Emmer Stadium. It's a second consecutive weekend that the Tar Heels at least are scheduled to play on those days. And Coach, coming back here to the Bosch where your team is 16-6. Fans, we talked about it last week, have been so good through these first 22 games, and you know that they've got to be starved to see this team if they've not been able to travel.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Our crowds, they've been as consistent and as good as we've had here since I've been here. The atmosphere is great. I mean, again, talking about the support we have, our grounds crew is unbelievable. The field looks unbelievable. The game day operations are unbelievable. So it's just a great place to come and watch. And I would enjoy watching our guys too. By no means have they been perfect. But they're an exciting team to watch. They're going to get after it. They're going to play 27 outs. And if I'm a fan, obviously the first thing I want to see is wins.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't as a fan? But I also want to see a team that I'm proud to support and proud of how they play. And if I was up in the stands, I would be proud of this group.
Couple of closing items and ideas here. I know that you're not super keen on talking about just individuals here, but potential pitching matchup for Tuesday with Queens in town.
Yeah, we're going to start Dalton Pence. He's going to be on a pitch count. We got to get him out there, and you know, the best way to do that going into Miami this week is to start the game with him, and know that we're going to take him out so he can be ready for Thursday. So it won't be 70 pitches this time. It'll be under 40 or 50, so he can be ready to rock and roll. But, you know, getting off to a good start is very important. We've got a lot of guys. So we've had 3 days rest, so everybody's going to be ready to pitch. I know it seems like we did play a lot of baseball, but guys haven't pitched in a game in 3 days, which is a lot of rest for relievers. So we're going to have a number of guys we're going to need to get on the mound in the game. So we'll kind of script it out, and it doesn't usually go as planned, but you never know. You know, we'll have a plan, and we'll adjust accordingly.
And then offensively, Casey Cook had his career-best 8-game hitting streak snapped in Game 2 in Atlanta, comes back with 2 base hits, reaches base 3 times in the final game of the series. He's been bumped up to the top of the order. Do you anticipate sticking with Casey at leadoff and advance towards the middle of the order?
Yeah, it just depends. I'll look at the matchups, but that's what I anticipate doing this week.
All right, that music came at just the right time, Coach, to save you from giving away any more than you had to here on this edition of the show. But so good to be in touch. We'll look forward to seeing you and your team back out here on Tuesday night against Queens.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, and thank you for taking the time.
All right, my pleasure. That is the head coach of the Diamond Eagles, Coach Forbes. I'm Dave Nathan, signing off and saying so long and farewell. We'll see you at the Bosch this week from Learfield.
Scott Forbes Show has been brought to you by Hardison and Cochran. Dial 919-04s for a free legal consultation. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.